singled them out, put them in that ministry. Amen. Aren't you glad to be here tonight? I am so glad to be in the house of God tonight. I love going to Landmark. Praise God. I just do. Amen. There's something special here, and I praise God for it. Hallelujah. We are going to go into our Bible study at this time, and we're going to talk about divine healing just a little bit. I like to cover some doctrinal issues, amen, every now and then. And once I get on that track, it's hard for me to get off. And so we may be here for a little while. Not tonight. We won't be here a long time tonight, but several Tuesdays we may discuss doctrinal issues. But tonight I want to discuss divine healing. Praise the Lord. And the scriptures will come along as we go. And so why don't we just go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to help us. Jesus, we thank you again for the honor. We praise you again for the privilege and the opportunity to be here tonight around the Word of God. We ask you, Lord, to let the Word of God sink again indelibly into our hearts. God, that we can manifest the character of Jesus Christ through this flesh to this world in Jesus' wonderful name. And somebody shout amen. Praise God. God bless you. I get that feeling that a lot of people are happy about our church. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got people that never done beast feasts doing beast feasts. Amen. We got people going into remodeling their churches and putting them back together like ours. Now you can turn live media back on. And it's just exciting. If you're going to have revival, let's just be out in front. I'm not saying be better. I'm not saying be best. Amen. But I told the Lord a long time ago, if you're looking for a church to start revival in, please consider Landmark. And I think he has. And I praise God for it. Amen. I praise the Lord for it. We could just go on and on about things like that, but we don't want to brag and boast too much, because lest the Lord think we are haughty and take it away from us. And that's the last thing we want. Amen. Like I said, we don't do what we do to boast, and we don't do what we do to brag. We do what we do because we want the Lord to shine in Davidson County and around and surrounding areas. We want the world to know he's here. Praise the Lord. And it doesn't take a specific area, amen, for God to do that. People just have to want him to, and I want him to. Amen. So we're going to talk about divine healing tonight, and it's great. It's wonderful. And, I'm sorry, but speaking of how happy we are about the new building and having church in here and all of that, I just a little while ago found out how excited my granddaughter was about it. And I was sitting there studying and putting last details together on the Bible study just before I went to the upper room to pray, and all of a sudden the door flew open in my office, and here comes Bristol with Levi. And Levi's mother's looking for him, and Bristol's got him in my office on tour. That's a deer my pop shot. That's pictures of me and Cooper, and I'm like, okay. She took him into the conference room and showed him my hornet's nest that I got hanging in there for some reason and all of that. And so I waited for the tour to finish, and I said, okay, guys, I'll meet you in the prayer room. She said, okay, Pop, and she left. And finally Levi was found, but she's excited about her church. Even our children love and feel what God is up to at Landmark. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Praise God. And so, but tonight we're going to talk about divine healing. And so, God is the great physician. Can you say amen? Now, a lot of things, and you know me, I'm always going to talk about attracting people so that they can be saved and redeemed, set free, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost and all of that. And so what better way than to be able to report that there's healings going on when they've already labeled us as that praying church? People from all over America now and other places are contacting us for prayer and all of that, because even in Davidson County, around surrounding areas, they know that we're that praying church. They may not know what the name of the church is, but they do know that we're that praying church. And I love that. Amen. And so if it wasn't for belittling prayer, I would have named our church Prayer Church, Prayer United Pentecostal Church. But I wouldn't want to belittle the subject of prayer, because it's not a title. It's something that you are. It's something that you do. Amen. You can't say prayer until you become a prayer. And so we've proven that to our surrounding areas and others, that we are a praying church. But what better way? Jesus drew crowds by healings. And people began to hear about it. And the more that heard about it, I mean, all of the healings, and I'll show you in the Bible study tonight, but all of the healings that took place in the Word of God could not even be recorded. Because if they were, then that's all that we would have time to read, is about what good Jesus did while he was here on this earth. And so what better way to draw a crowd than for them to find out that there's great healings taking place around Landmark? Amen. Already, people have great faith. Praise the Lord. Sister Brown told me a story tonight, and I said, if I don't tell that to the church, then there's not a cow in Texas. And Brother Eric's been busy today. Today, was it today? Yeah, it was today. Brother Eric has been very busy. He still got that droopy look on his face because he thought Pastor was going to be upset at him. But Eric, I am not upset at you. I love you for what you did. But Sister Brown said at their workout center and all these places that wherever they go, Eric's passing out Beast Feast invitations and telling everybody they need to come to his church and they need to come to Beast Feast. And he gives everybody flyers, and he's got flyers going out like crazy. Well, today at home, Sister Brown was in another room, and she heard Eric talking to someone about Beast Feast. And she thought, who in the world is he talking to? And she made her way to the living room, and he was on the phone. And she said, Eric, who are you talking to? And so eventually she got the phone, and she picked it up. She said, hello, who is this? And the operator said, this is 911. And Eric had called 911 and was inviting them to Beast Feast. I'm telling you, even the 911 operator should come to this church. Eric thinks so too. 5 minutes later, the sheriff's department shows up. Sister Brown said, 5 minutes. And they were there. And so they came into the house, and Eric's inviting him to Beast Feast. And the police officer said, you are very excited about your church. And Eric said, I'm very excited about Landmark, and I'm very excited about Beast Feast. Hallelujah. So his ministry has gone beyond Walmart. Somebody give Eric a good hand. He's a good soldier. My. Amen. Everybody is excited. And we're talking about healing. And I had the privilege, I would say, to repay God. That's why I was so excited today to be with Brother John Belcher at his first treatment. I was telling Stephanie, and I was telling Heather about it in the foyer before service, how that when I went to see him, I got there first, and I remember when I came out of the room and they connected me and were getting me ready for all that jazz that they were going to do, and I stepped out, and my pastor was there, and other preachers were there, and several others were there, and they were there to pray for me. I will never, ever forget how that made me feel. I'll just tell you, I just broke down and cried. And I thought, this is my opportunity to give that back. And when he came in and walked up to the counter, I came walking around the corner, and he looked at me like, wow. And I thought, wow. And we held hands, and we had prayer. And so I left. He went in for his first treatment. It wasn't just a little while later, he gave me a call. And I didn't get the call, so I called him back, and I said, John, how you doing? He said, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I said, you are doing great. I said, you are doing fine. I said, you don't know how fine you're doing. I said, man, right after my first treatment, and can I just be a little plain, and I won't look at my wife when I say this, but I said, man, I threw stuff up that I ate when I was 12 years old. And I don't think he knows me as well as you do. And he said, oh, my word. And he thought I was telling the truth. Did I say that right? But I was just messing with him. And so, you know, we laughed about it, but right after his treatment, right after we prayed, he had his treatment, and right after treatment, he went out to eat. God is an answer to prayer. That's what God does. I didn't want to just stand up here and teach about healing without giving God praise for being a healer right here. Hey, getting God to heal at Landmark is not something we're trying to conjure up. It's not something we're trying to make happen or get to happen. It's stuff that's already happening. Amen. So when I talk about healing, and when I talk about prayer, and when I talk about faith and things of that matter, what I'm trying to do is get everybody on board. We already have most everybody, but I want everybody on board. I want you to understand that you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I want you to understand that you can have faith for somebody and they can be set free and delivered. Amen. Praise God. And so we need to comprehend these things and understand these things. God, he provides it. Amen. Let's talk about the provision of healing. Jesus, he suffered, of course, and went through death, purchased healing for us physically, mentally, and he purchased it for us spiritually. And then the Bible says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. With his stripes we are healed. That's Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Praise the Lord. This promise definitely includes physical healing. For the Gospel of Matthew says this passage was fulfilled by Christ's healing of people who were sick. He cast out spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 8, 16 and 17. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, those of you teaching Bible study, you need to write this down. This will help you. Because let me forewarn you and tell you that there are those in this generation that have been taught by religion that there is no more healing in this generation. That there's no healing because the apostles are gone. But I'm going to tell you right now, the apostles are not gone. He's still making apostles. Amen. He's still making disciples, and he's still making prophets. He's still making pastors, and he's making evangelists and teachers, and all of that. He's still doing all of that. I've got Bible for that. But yet they've been taught that miracles and signs and wonders are a thing of the past with just the apostles that followed Jesus Christ. And so I want you to be aware of that. And I don't want that to catch you by surprise. I'm getting ready to give you some scriptures. Amen. So be prepared. Get ready for this. But we need to understand that there's still healing today. There's still deliverance today. Praise the Lord. The reason they do that is because they don't have faith for healing. And they don't want someone in their congregation having more faith than they have. And so they just teach against it. Isn't that sad? If church was everything that they're making it to be out there, I would be like a lot of other young people. I wouldn't even want to go. If it's just a ritual, if it's just a dead routine, if it's just the same thing and God doesn't change us, He doesn't do anything for us, He doesn't help us, we can't even have the Holy Ghost anymore, we can't speak in tongues, we can't dance in the Spirit, we can't even be baptized anymore, who would want to go to church if the Bible doesn't mean anything anymore? But at Landmark, the Bible means everything anymore. And that's why people want to go to church. Amen. Amen. And so let me just tell you this. The healing ministry of the Lord did not end with His earthly life. It's part of His work in the church today. And everybody shout today. He promised. This is what He promised. These signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe? Well, you better look back every now and then because you got some promises and you got some signs following you. Amen. He said, in My name shall they cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's Mark 16, 17 and 18. Amen. He said, you are going to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You are going to cast out devils. Amen. Praise God. Carson checked into going into the jail systems. He did that ministry there for a while, and he had to meet with Reverend Knight at the PH Church, and he met with him. I can say this because Reverend Knight's retired, and he's living in Mayodan now, and so I can talk about him. Praise God. I'm just saying. He said this publicly, so I'm just going to say it publicly. And so Carson had to go to him because apparently Reverend Knight was over all of that at the jail system and all the, what do you call it, the chaplain. Yeah. And so he was the chaplain, head chaplain. And Carson went to see him, had to go through him to get that. And so he thought he'd ask Carson a few questions. He said, so what are you going to do if you confront an individual and pray for them, and you find out that they're demon-possessed? Well, all of you know Carson. Fruit don't fall far from the tree. He said, I'm going to lay hands on him and rebuke that evil thing in the name of Jesus. Brother Knight said, not me. I'm going to run. That's what he said. He said, I'm getting out of there. He said, those things can get on you. If you're around them, they can get on you. I'm getting out of there. I'm asking you, is that the will of God? Is that something I need to preach behind this pulpit? Is that something I need to declare behind this pulpit? That our church is too weak. If you see a demon, you run. That our church is anemic, and this is just a building. It's just a building. It's just full of seats, and this I'm just a person speaking. They're just people that sing. So let's just come and sing for a few minutes. Let me speak for a few minutes. You sit in this building for a few minutes and go home. And do not expect to change your world. That's what they're saying. But I am not saying that tonight. We have the authority. We have the ability, we have the dominion to rebuke devils and they will flee, and to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If you have ever been sick in your body and God has healed you, would you just raise your hands and praise Him for just a moment and give Him the glory? Because you never know when you might need it again, and you never know when somebody might need to know that you are a victim of the healing power of Almighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so it is. Amen. Listed among the gifts of the Spirit for the present day. Everybody say, present day church, are the gifts of healing. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 9. To another faith, the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So if you've got faith, you've got the same Spirit that gave you the gift of healing. And so we have that divine ability according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 9 in our generation today. Look at James 5, 14 through 15. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, not the apostles that were with Jesus. Let him call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. This is in the church, present day church. It's our time to shine. They don't want to shine. I asked the Lord a long time ago, if they don't want to be up front, they don't want to lead the charge in apostolic revival, Lord, please consider Landmark. Amen. And we will lay hands on the sick. We don't care what the crowd thinks. We will dance in the Spirit. We don't care what the crowd thinks. We will repent. We will baptize in Jesus' name. We will receive the Holy Ghost speaking to us. We will live holy and as righteous as we possibly can according to the Word of God. Amen. We will do these things, Lord. So if you're looking for a church like that to lead the charge in revival, please consider Landmark. Because we're not shutting down and we're not shutting up. We know what we've got is right, and we know what we've got is real, and we're going to take it to our generation. Because there are people that are sitting out there that are tired of what they have and they want what they need. Amen. Praise God. And so, you know, it's divine healing. And it's for us today. Laying on hands, anointing with oil, usually accompany prayer for healing in accordance with God's word and to the focused prayer. Faith in the Lord is the key to receiving healing. The Gospels record that Jesus healed people according to their faith. A lot of people are healed according to their faith. I have prayed for many people that were so expecting it, and it happened. I prayed for others that couldn't wait for me to get done so they could talk about their disease. That's not faith. Amen. Why do you want to talk about it if it's not going to be there? Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Amen. And then we're going to go to chapter 13. Then touched he their eyes, saying, what did he say? According to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. Praise God. Look at chapter 13, verse number 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Their unbelief. Praise God. And we could talk about a lot of other scriptures. But by the power of God, the Apostle Paul was able to raise up a lame man at Lystra because he perceived that the man had faith to be healed. That's in Acts. Look at Acts 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb. He was born this way, who never had walked. And the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, and said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. And he leaped and he walked. Praise God. Amen. Prayer for the healing, like every other prayer, it's got to be offered by faith in the name of Jesus, with proper motives, from a repentant heart, and in submission to the will of God. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Praise the Lord. James 4 and 3. Amen. You ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Amen. Don't ask amiss, but ask in faith and let it be used of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, 26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is, and everybody shout, death. Praise God. Look at verses 49 through 57 real quick. We're nearly done. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. The dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Somebody say amen. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is thy victory? There is no sting of death for the child of God, and there is no victory in the grave with the child of God. Amen. Sting of death is sin. Strength of sin is the law. Praise God. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Healings, and I could take you all through the Old Testament. We know that's verified. We know it took place. We know that there are those that were raised from the dead. Even the Lord said, where was it? Exodus chapter 15, that I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Praise God. And Old Testament recorded many miracles and raisings of the dead. And it was Elijah that restored the life of a dead child. And through the prophet of Elisha, the Lord raised up a child to life and he also brought cleansing to Naaman, the leper. Remember that in 2 Kings? And then God healed King Hezekiah in response to his prayer. Added 15 years to his life. Also 2 Kings. Jesus went about Galilee healing all manner of sickness. But what we need to comprehend and understand, that same Jesus that operated in the Old Testament is the same Jesus that operates in the New Testament. Amen. God heals today. God still heals right now. Many contemporary instances are documented in two books published by Word of Flame, if you'd like to get those. Miracles in Our Day is one book at Publishing House. And God Answers Prayer is another book that is at the publishing house. Praise God. And if you want to believe God still heals today, you might want to get a book called Charged, Challenged, and Changed. Praise the Lord. It'll help our building program. These examples demonstrate that God's promise of healing is still being fulfilled. It's still being fulfilled today. Amen. And the good that medical doctors and medicines do is very appreciated. We cannot separate doctors and medicines and things of that nature from the fact that God can heal. I believe with all of my heart that in a large way, God used medicines to help my body. Amen. It was not a lack of faith that I went through every treatment. And then after all of that, God miraculously healed my body. Amen. And so I believe it was faith. Praise the Lord. I believe that faith started before all of that. I believe that faith started when Cody looked at me at 13 years old. And he said, he looked at Brother Huntley, and he said, "So Brother Huntley, is my dad going to die?" And I spoke up and I said, "Absolutely not." Right there was the faith that was going to carry me through all of this. In fact, when I woke up from a simple one tonsil removal, that's all they were going to do, is remove one of my tonsils, and because it remained swollen all of the time. And when I woke up, my wife was crying, and all of a sudden it hit me. And I looked at her and I said, "I have cancer, don't I?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "At least I know where my battle is." You see what I'm saying? It's not like, "I'm going to die. I'm going to go through treatments. Let me tell you how sick I was. Let me tell you how horrible it is. Let me tell you that." No. You're going to die? No. I could have died. But if I died, I would have died with my faith. What's wrong with having your faith on when you leave this world? Because I am no special than any other great man of God, greater than I am, that has passed away of cancer. Kenneth Haney, at a general conference, laid his hands on me for my healing. I don't know who all is responsible for me being healed. Amen. Lee Stone King laid his hand on me to be healed. Kenneth Haney laid his hands on me to be healed. Kenneth Haney has already died of cancer since he laid his hands on me and had great faith with me. Amen. You know what it is? It's an attitude that, bless God, amen, death may come and get me, and I may go to the kingdom of God, but if it's going to come and get me, it's going to get me with my faith on. It's going to get me with believing God that I'm going to be healed. And it's that very same faith that has healed others that did not have to see death in this world as of yet. Am I making sense? Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, if death's coming anyway, have faith anyway. Praise God. He still heals. He still heals. Despite what contemporary things and whatever they want to say. Praise the Lord. God still heals. And he uses doctors. He used medicine sometime. Amen. But however, that can only assist the human body in renewing natural healing power invested in, that was invested into it by the Creator. Even when a person receives medical assistance, he can still look to God for divine healing. God can heal with medical help, but he also can and often does heal miraculously without any human assistance whatsoever. What you've got to understand is all that stuff that goes into a pill, God created for your healing. Amen. Praise God. No one invented anything. They found it. God created it. Amen. So, you know, that antidote they get from a red spider in the Amazon, that antidote they get from a king cobra, that antidote that they get from that plant that only grows in the rainforest, that stuff they get from the tree frog, I don't care what it is. They found it. It was already there. And when they are able to find it, it's because God let them find it, and he is using it. Amen. You take a BC for your headache, don't you give glory to that BC. Give glory to God, because every ingredient belonged to God. Amen. But many people in our churches can testify to being miraculously healed by God. Even I was shocked a few moments ago when I asked you to raise your hands if you've been healed by the almost every individual in this church raised their hand for something God has done in your body. They need to know this. Listen, they have got to know this. Amen. There is an instance in the Word of God where whole communities were turned upside down and shaken because of their testimonies. So get your testimony out there and share it with somebody and let the world know that our God still heals. Let's stand together. Amen. I am a miracle. You are a miracle. And you're a wonder. And you're something that God created. And He did it with full intentions of using you and using your faith to accomplish great things. Amen. I just wonder if we could take a moment and just lift our hands and praise the Lord. I want you to comprehend the privilege. I just want you to comprehend the privilege here. The honor. Amen. I don't like for our guys to come up to the pulpit and talk about all these empty seats. Only I get to do that. But look at all these empty seats. But when you go home tonight, look in the mirror and say, God, why was I able to be there? And all these other people aren't there yet. Why do I get to stand in there and worship you and all these other people aren't here yet? Why did you heal me? My name's Kenneth. Why didn't you heal Kenneth Haney? He pastored the largest church in Pentecost. And I'm still here. We'll never know everything God is up to. And we'll never know everything God is thinking. I just know this. I'm here. And there's a lot of others that aren't. And there must be a reason. He healed me. And there's a lot of others that He hasn't. He's healed you. And there's a lot of others that He hasn't. I've got to take this to somebody else. I've been on cloud nine all day today when I got the chance to pray with somebody before they went in before their first treatments. I can't tell you how that got me so excited to be able to be there to do that. 13 years or whatever it was since my treatments, to be able to do that. Still alive, able to do that. Don't forget what God's done for you. And the reason that God done it for you is so that you can help Him do it for someone else. Let's take it. Let's take this healing to someone. Let's take this delivering thing to someone else. Could we lift our hands, close our eyes, worship the Lord, praise Him while they sing for us, praise Him while they worship with us, and let's give Him glory. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him glory. Turn the whole house into a praise event. Turn the whole sanctuary into a praise event. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because of who You are, Lord. I'm going to lift my hands. I worship You. I praise You. I honor You. I exalt You. All because of who You are. I will never forget. I'll never forget. Holy Ghost, there's someone else that needs to know. There's someone else that needs to see it. Someone else that needs to believe it. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
My Prince of Peace. And I worship You because of who You are.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
My Provider.
You're my Provider. Just because of who You are.
Because of who You are.
Just because of who You are. yes.
I will lift I my will. Voice and say,
I will.
Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Oh, clap your hands. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. I like making noise to the Lord. Scripture says it was noised abroad that Jesus was in a certain place. And because of the noise, the house filled. And because of the noise, the roof was broken. And because of the noise, a man was healed. Amen. Amen.